Hello and welcome to our podcast. My name is Logan.
And my name is Maddie.
Today we are going to teach you about the circulatory system, specifically the heart, veins, and arteries.
First, Logan and I will teach you some background knowledge about the general circulatory system. Then, I will teach you about the veins and arteries. Logan will introduce you to the human heart.
Circulatory system.
The circulatory system is also known as the cardiovascular system. This system is what delivers oxygen, nutrients, hormones, and other important things to cells and organs of the body. It is important for meeting expectations of activity, exercise, and stress. This system maintains the body's temperature too.
High blood pressure is a common condition of the circulatory system. It is caused by a bad diet, not enough physical exercise, and a lot of stress. High blood pressure is when the force of blood against artery walls is too high. When you go to the doctor's office, they often check your blood pressure with the cloth and remote, which tightens around your arm. An estimate from 2010 says that about 31% of adults in the world suffer from high blood pressure.
Arteries and veins.
Arteries are like veins, but arteries carry blood away from the heart and veins carry blood to the heart. Arteries carry oxygenated blood, but veins carry deoxygenated blood. Arteries have muscle tissue and thick walls. Veins have thin walls. Arteries usually look red, yet veins normally look blue. That is why some veiny parts of your body may look like they have blue lines on them. The pulmonary artery carries blood into the lungs. When it gets to the lungs, the blood does not have a lot of oxygen. When it leaves the lungs and goes towards the heart, it gets a lot of oxygen. Pulmonary veins are the only four veins that carry oxygenated blood from the lungs to the heart. One disease that affects the veins and arteries is carotid artery stenosis. This is when the arteries are narrowed. These are the main blood vessels that carry blood and oxygen to the brain. Carotid arteries can cause strokes.
Heart.
The heart is a muscle located towards the left side of your chest. It pumps blood through the arteries and veins to your body. It is about the size of your fist. Before the heart beats, it fills with blood, and a muscle moves the blood along to the arteries and veins. The left side of the heart carries oxygen-rich blood to the body. The right side receives the blood. Everyone needs to take care of their body. Some safety hazards to the heart's health are smoking, soda, poor sleep schedule, and red meat. A lot of things can affect the health of your heart. One type of heart disease is heart arrhythmia. It is an irregular heartbeat. This occurs when the electrical signals that coordinate the heartbeat don't work properly. Good things for the heart are a lot of certain foods. Oatmeal, avocado, salmon, nuts, olive oil, spinach, and green tea are all things that have positive effects on the heart's health.
This is only a bit of information about the circulatory system. There is so much more that can be said, but this is all we will be teaching you about today.
We hope you had fun learning about the circulatory system with us. We appreciate you spending time listening to this.
Today's episode was written by KZ and read by me, Maddie.
And me, Logan. Body System is produced by Oshowski and Company, with additional reporting by grade 6 students. Research and fact-checking is done by Ms. Osowski. Our digital editor is Mrs. K. Special thanks to our extended learning community for the opportunity to create this podcast. Body Systems is a grade 6 science production coming to you from the beautiful hills and valleys of New England. Once again, thanks for listening, and please be sure to tune in for future episodes.